Good morning, Rabbis, and welcome to our Sunday morning Shir in Hilchus in Evan Ha'ezer. We are now learning Hilchus Yichud, and we are in the Sugya of Baila Be'ir. So, we know that Yichud is Asur. However, the Gemara tells us explicitly, Gemara Kedushin, that if a woman is home and her husband is in town, Baila is Be'ir, so there's no Isur Yichud. The question that we have to clarify is, what is the Heter of this, what is the reason for the heter Baila Be'ir? And last week we presented two models of why Baila Be'ir is mut. The simple reading is that she's scared that her husband will come home. That's how Rashi sounds like he says. That's the lesson of Rashi. Demistifi Shema Hashta Asi. Maybe he's going to come home right now. She doesn't know when he's going to walk in the door, and therefore nothing inappropriate will happen because she doesn't know at which point he'll just walk in. That's the simple understanding. That's Rashi. However, the Rambam has a little bit of a different calculation. The Rambam says that a woman wouldn't do anything because emas baila aleha, the fear of her husband is upon her. So that might mean the same thing we said a moment ago, the fear of her husband's upon her, that he might walk in. But it sounds a little bit from the Rambam, and so too is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, like this Rambam, that there's a fear that a woman has, that a woman has like a natural fear. This is certainly how the Chazanish understands it that we spoke about last week. A woman has a natural fear, called an anxiety or a mental block, that if her husband is in town, she's not going to do anything wrong. Not the fact that he's going to walk in and catch her, you know, in the act, necessarily. And therefore, we spoke about last time that it might even apply in situations where he doesn't know where to find her. Let's say, for example, they're in the same town, but she's going shopping. She's not home. Such a situation, she's not scared he's going to walk in because he doesn't know where she is. She's at a neighbor and speaking to the husband of a neighbor's husband. So it's yichud because, you know, it's her and the neighbor's husband, a male neighbor, but the husband doesn't know, her husband doesn't know where to find her there. Nevertheless, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, as Paskin, and this is how the Chazanish Paskins, Lahakel, that as long as they're in the same city, there's a fear that she has a mental block, she's not going to do anything wrong because the husband is in town. That's how they understand the Rambam of Emas Baila Aleha. That's what we spoke about last week. Today, we're going to introduce a limitation to where we can apply the halacha of Gas, the halacha of Baila Be'ir, and this is going to open up a new kind of conversation about when this heter is applicable. With whom is this heter of yichud going to be allowed to happen if there will be a situation of baila be'ir? That's what we're going to have to talk about today. So with that, let's open up the screen. And yes, doctor. Excellent question. Now, I was going to talk about that at the end of the shir, but I don't mind talking about it right now. So you're asking that Baila Be'ir is a heter because she's concerned with, because maybe her husband will find her. But what's to prevent the man from doing anything? What you mean to ask is the heter of Baila Be'ir a concern that she will be involved consensually with her willing participation, or should we be concerned with rape? And this is a general question of in numerous scenarios in Hilchos Yichud where we say that the woman wouldn't do anything in such a situation. She'd be embarrassed. She'd be scared. She'd be, and here's an example that she wouldn't do anything because she's scared. She's nervous. But the guy isn't necessarily nervous. So in other words, the guy isn't nervous. She is nervous. She wouldn't do anything wrong because she's nervous. But the guy isn't nervous. So maybe the guy would rape her. That's really your shaila. You're asking, is the chshash by yichud a limited chshash? They're worried that the two people will engage in illicit behavior willingly together, or is there a concern that even if the man even if we're concerned that the man will rape her, even if the woman is not interested, or she'd be scared, or there's emas baila aleha, as we have here, she's scared she'll be caught in the act, but he couldn't care less. So is there an issue so let's start with that point, let's start with your question, then we'll go back to what I was going to speak about. So let me open up there's more work to talk about here, but I will answer you quickly, meaning in 2 or 3 minutes. This is the question that I have right here. Baila Be'ir only considers the fact that she is scared. You can see the screen. What about the concern that he would rape her, regardless of her fear? For example, when would we be concerned that there might be a rape, as opposed to, two people are willing? Well, by a frum Jew, I don't think we'd be choshesh that a frum Jew would be ma'anes a woman. However, if you have a case of an akum, then maybe there would be a chash of onus. So are we worried that there might be a case of onus? In other words, what we're really doing, as I'm asking, is the heter baila bi'ir going to apply even by an akum? This is very halacha l'maisa. Let's say a woman is home, and her husband is local, he's in town, he works just a few blocks away, or he went out to, he went to get a haircut or something locally, and he'll be back in, I don't know, an hour and a half. In the interim, there's a Akum, a Gentile plumber, a Gentile electrician, a Gentile con Edison man who has to read the meter or giving an estimate on something, or a contractor. So is there a concern that, she's not going to do anything wrong because her husband's in town? But are we to be worried that the contractor could have cared less if the husband's in town? And maybe we should be worried that he might rape her. So let's look first at the Ritva. Ritva. Excellent question. If you have a job in a woman's house and the woman is home, but her husband is in town, I don't know the answer. I could hear that it might be because a woman is worried. A man might, the husband might not be care so much about what his wife would say if he does something wrong, but I think a woman would probably be scared that her husband would catch her in the act. That would be my svara, but I don't know the answer. I'd have to look it up. We could look it up. If you're a doctor, that's a good svara. If you're a lawyer, that's a good svara. If you're a contractor, I don't mean the contractor. I mean the guy who's putting up the drywall, the worker. I don't know. And he'll get another one the next day. I don't know. Maybe that's a svara. I hear what you're saying. That svara is used, but that's more used when somebody has something to lose. Somebody has a licensing. Someone has a profession that there's a professional respect for, or a reputation to uphold. If it's somebody that doesn't have a reputation to uphold, just because he'll have a job and he'll get a different job tomorrow, if he's a worker bee, that might be different than somebody who has a company. Or a doctor, or a lawyer who has a reputation to get clients. So I could see a chiluk. Okay, I hear that. Let's see this ritva. This ritva deals with a little bit what this is talking about. The ritva is talking about a case, it's a little bit scary to think about, but a case where people are captured by goyim. So do we assume that a Jewish woman was raped by a goy? If a Jewish woman is raped by a guy, then she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, right? Did I say that right? If a Jewish woman is raped by a guy, right. So this is halacha l'maisa. Unfortunately, I'm scared to, but these are going to be the shailas that are going to come up. Hopefully, all the captives should be returned very speedily, but these are the shailas that relate to captivity. So the question is, if there was yichud, if a woman had yichud, do we consider that there was onus or not? That's the shaila that this ritva in Avodah Zarah is talking about. And he says the following. Lefiza, Eishes Kohen. You have Mrs. Kohen. Mrs. Kohen, Shenesiachta im Hagoy. Mrs. Kohen, for whatever reason, had yichud with a guy. Now, if something happened when they had yichud, if they had a relationship, so she would be asa to her husband. Ve'ein lo ba'hefsin mamon, and he has nothing to, he doesn't, wouldn't suffer a lot. It's not that there's money owed. I don't want to get into the details. Money's owed, and he doesn't want to do anything because she owes her money. Harihi asur lo ba'ilo l'din hatam. According to the Dina de Gemara, a woman who has yichud with a guy, a Jewish woman, Mrs. Cohen has yichud with a guy, we assume that something might have happened, and she should be there for Asatar Kohen, to her husband the Kohen. However, comes the Ritva with something that's very halacha l'maisa, certainly in where we are. Mihu bizman hazeh, says the Ritva. 900-800 years ago. Muteres. Why? Why did the halacha change? The Gemara is Gemara. What changed? Da islehu emas malchus. The Gemara told us that if the guy has money, he wants to make sure that she's going to pay back a loan, he won't do anything wrong. Nowadays, if a person is considering raping a woman, he's going to be more concerned than that she just won't pay back his loan. He's going to be concerned he's going to go to jail. And therefore, because he has emas malchus, a concern that he might go to jail, he might be thrown in prison, that's chomer lehu tfei mehefsin mamon, and therefore, lo asr ha-tamur eila be'esha ein lo b'chshash ha-pachad. When did the Gemara say that we assume that a man would rape a woman, a guy would rape a woman, and therefore asr her to a kohen, where there's nothing holding him back? Why wouldn't he rape her? But if nowadays where we have an organized police department and a judicial system, and a man who would rape would be thrown in prison, that would put an element of fear. I'm not saying there's no such thing as rape. There's still such thing as rape. People are still charged with rape. But the chances that something happened, that a yichud would have led to a rape, is not as much of a concern, bizman hazeh, because there's a concern with this rape. Now this ritva is subject to machlokas. Let's see how it's paskened in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, that I told you, the Bible and Hilchus Yichud. Look how he paskins this Shaila, specifically in the realm of Baila Be'ir, because as Dr. Jarrett raised, that's a very specific question that her, where we see it's a one-sided heter. The heter is because she's scared that her husband's going to come in. How does that relate to him? So says the paskins the Dvar Halacha. B'medina, shema'anishim es hanachri hama'anis Yisraelis, like I don't know if Gaza is a place where a Nachri would be punished if he would be Ma'anes Yisraelis. So I don't know if this Heta would apply there. But in a normal democratic, modern Western country where a guy would be punished if he would be Ma'anes Yisraelis, then Mahani Heta de Baila Be'ir Afilu Liyichidim Nachri. Then the Heta de Baila Be'ir would apply even if the Gentile who's, let's say, coming into the house is a Nachri, as long as the husband's in town. And that's the answer to Dr. Jared's question, that indeed we do have the Heter would be Mutter. Because he's worried, the woman is scared that she's gonna, that her husband will walk in, so she would never get involved willingly. And the man is scared that he would go to prison, so therefore he's not gonna amnest her. So she's not gonna do anything willingly, and he's not gonna do anything forcibly, nothing's gonna happen. Therefore there's a Heter by the ear. No, correct. We're not saying that rapes don't occur. We're saying that to be concerned that a yichud will definitively lead to a rape is much less now because they have the added fear of going to jail. That doesn't mean that it can't happen. It just means that we're not going to ask a yichud because of that possibility. I wish I could answer your question. I do know that when you do hear of cases of anything inappropriate happening, it always was when yichud was violated. Meaning you could look at the statistics, yes, 99% of the cases of workers do not lead to rape or bia. But just about 100% of the cases where there is a rape or there is an affair is where there was yichud. So, Okay, I hear. So I don't know the answer. Yeah. Yes, we do have different cutoffs. We definitely do have different cutoffs. We have mir, we have mir shenom, mir hanikar, mir shenom nikar. We have a rove, we have a ruba. Yeah, it's true we have different percentages, but I don't know if we need to work with percentages. Here we're working with a concern that if there is a concern that somebody, you know, we're not choshesh stam that yichud, that something will lead, that yichud will lead, we are worried that if there's nothing holding somebody back, there's a possibility that the yichud could lead to a ma'anis. But if there's an added dimension, an added strain, restriction, that he's scared of the government of going to jail, so then there's less of a concern that a given yichud, even with an akum, would lead to. It's not that it's impossible, and there still are concerns of rapes. But imagine what the percentages of rapes would be if there was no jail time for rape. That's, I think, what we have to compare it to. So that's. That's correct. That's right. But look here, Rabosai, at a little bit of a frightening chazanish. It happens to be in the Sugya Baal HaBi'ir, the chazanish is the biggest makel in the world. In the Sugya Baal HaBi'ir, we already saw the chazanish permitted a lot of situations, the chazanish permit, which we'll see more later. The chazanish said, whatever the husband's in town, it's always mutter. I don't care where she is, where he is, where it's always mutter. Here, the chazanish comes up with a chumrah. Amnam, he quotes, the Dvar Lacha quotes Chazanish, Mimar Chazanish Mashma, Delo Mahani Gabi Nachri Baila'ir, Afilu Bimedinas Shema Anishin as Hama'anis. The Chazanish, apparently, I didn't see the Chazanish inside, and also I don't know where this Chazanish is, because this is a Talmud of the Chazanish, so he had a conversation, this is like a lot of verbal conversations of the Chazanish. The Chazanish wasn't impressed if you're in a country that has these laws. If the husband is close enough that if she would scream, he'd hear her. I mean, the Baal is, I don't know, two doors down. And if she would scream, he'd hear her. Then there's a heter Baal beer. But otherwise, the Chazanish says, a Nachri is not going to have the heter Baal of ear, that's a big chumrah. That means that if the husband's in town, the wife is home, the worker comes inside, we are going to be choshish for the possibility of ma'anes, and even though she wouldn't do anything because she has emas baila aleha, she's worried her husband will home, or she has the mental block, the anxiety, however you want to learn the heter of baila bi'ir, because the woman isn't going to do anything. But says the chazanish, but the guy might, and the guy couldn't care less whether she's scared or whether the husband's in town, and you know, it doesn't bother him, she's the one who's scared. So that's the chumrah of the chazanish. So comes out that it's a machlokas. If baal habi'ir is mutter by a guy, it seems like it seems like Rav Pasuk would be meiko, but there is a chazanish who would be machmir if there would be a guy who's with the yichud is with the guy. Okay, so that's the answer to Dr. Jared's question. Let's now go back to what I wanted to start with for today. But I'm glad we took care of that issue. Yes, sir. Sure, go ahead, Mr. Barn. What? That sounds. I didn't know that was legal in any state in America. I had no idea. San Diego. Wow. It's definitely. I mean, rape is still prohibited. So in any state or city, rape is still prohibited. So I think the things that we said would still be binding. But that is terrifying and very sad to hear. Okay, so now let's come back to the shaila that we're gonna the limitation that we're gonna have of Baila Bir. So to do that, we have to remind ourselves of the story that is brought where the Gemara says, "This is the Gemara in Kedushin, Amar Rabba Baila Bir ein choshesh mishum yichud." This is the heter. We're not worried about yichud in a case of Baila Bir. And now we had a story. We saw this story last week, but we're gonna focus on a certain point in the story. Rabbi Biikla Beir of Yosef. We'll talk about the fact that he was blind for a second, but then we'll get into the main point. Rabibi was visiting, was hosted by the host of Yosef. Mr. and Mrs. Yosef hosted Rabibi the guest. Vasa de Kar Chrifta, after Rabibi had a meal with Mr. and Mrs. Yosef, Amalim, he said to them, "Do me a favor, I'm going to go up to the attic, and since Mrs. Yosef is going to be home downstairs, do me a favor and please remove the ladder from the attic where my apartment is, to access the main living level where Mrs. Yosef is, so because I don't want to have yichud with Mrs. Yosef. Shkulu darga mitusi. Remove the steps from underneath me, mitusi bibi, from underneath bibi, underneath myself, Rav Bibi. I want to be stuck in the attic without access to the main floor where Mrs. Bibi is situated." Asks the Gemara, okay, let's just pause for a second. So you see that there's a concern for yichud in this case. And the Gemara is going to say, "What do you mean? Amar Rabba Baila Beir in Chashem Mishum Yichud. Rav Yosef, the master of the house, even though if he wouldn't be home, he's still in town. So why is Rav Bibi concerned that there's Yichud? After all, the host, Mr. Yosef, is in the town. So why is Rav Bibi worried about being Miyasiyachud with Mrs. Yosef? Mr. Yosef, Rabbi Yosef is still around." That's what the Gemara. I'm going to come to the Gemara's answer in a minute, but I want to take one side tangent and point out an interesting phenomenon. The host, Rav Yosef, was blind. Yet the Gemara still says, this we know from elsewhere, Rav Yosef was blind. Yet the Gemara still says that, oh, there should apply the heter of Baila Be'ir. Now, can I ask you a set question? If the whole heter, Baila Be'ir, is that the husband's going to come home and see what's happening, then why will there be a heter of Baila Be'ir for someone like Rav Bibi? He'll sense that something's happening. That could be. Or, Beirish, what did you want to say? Doesn't stop him from hearing. Okay, that's also possible. You could go a few ways. You could go with the way that you're going. You could also go a different way. You remember we had a machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, as the Chazanish passing like the Rambam, the Shacharach passing like the Rambam, whether the heter of Baila Be'ir is that she's scared he's going to come and catch her, or that she just has this like mental block. If you learn, like Rashi, that she's scared he's going to come in and catch her, well, if he can't see anything. Like she could do whatever she wants under his nose, he's not going to know, even if he walks in. On the other hand, if you learn like the Rambam, then it makes a lot of sense that a woman has a mental block and wouldn't do anything if her husband is in town, even if he wouldn't be able to catch her necessarily in the act. That's not the heter by the beer. So this ha'ara might be a little bit of a raya to the Rambam that the concern is not that the husband will walk in and catch her right away. Because Rav Yosef doesn't have that ability, he's blind. Yet it's still mutter. Why is it mutter? Even though the husband might not be able to catch her if he would walk in and he doesn't see anything, he wouldn't be able to catch anybody, you know, hiding behind wherever he would be hiding when he hears the door open. Maybe it's because this is a riot to the Rambam that says that a woman doesn't do anything as long as her husband's in town. Nothing to do with being caught or not caught. That's just an interesting ha'ara. The way you were saying, Be'erish and Yossi, is that even if, you know, he can't see, but he can still sense that something's awry, he could sense that something's wrong, he could hear, he could sense, you have a similar idea when it comes to a blind person, when it comes to the halachas of a woman going into labor on Shabbos. So halacha is, a woman who's in labor is a cholashish basakana. And the Gemara is machadesh that we will do malacha on Shabbos even to calm her down. And the example that's given there is that, let's say there's a woman who's blind, and she's giving birth. And she says, "Turn on the lights, turn on the lights." And the midwife says, I don't need any light. I could do my job as a midwife in pitch black. I don't need light. I know exactly how to maneuver, what to do. I know I could move my hands and pull the bit. I could do everything I do. I don't need any light," the midwife says. And the woman who's blind says, "No, turn on the lights. I need the lights on." "Hello, you're blind. Why do you need the lights on?" The Gemara sees from that the Gemara is proving from that story, from that scenario, that Yishuv Hadas, Yisuve Daita, is a woman is more calm. What do you mean, but she doesn't know? Why don't you just lie to her? Why is it mutter to turn on the lights? Lie to her and say, yeah, I turned on the lights. Wouldn't that be better than being Mechal Shabbos? A white lie, that's only better than being Mechal Shabbos. A white lie is definitely better than Chil Shabbos, which is a Chiyuv Skila. Apparently, the woman would be the woman who's in labor would be able to sense that the light's on or off, even if she's blind. You're right, she can't see it, but she'd be able to tell. That's a similar idea to here, like Be'er and Yossi are saying, that even if the husband can't see if he would walk in and catch his wife in the act visually, but he can still sense what's happening. Okay, so we have different ways to understand the situation that Rav Yosef was blind, and yet we still apply the din of Baal HaBe'er. But you see that even a blind man, there will be a heter for his wife of Baal HaBe'er. Anyway, back to our show. Let's put that story about blind aside. Let's get to the main point of the sugya. The Gemara says, why was Rav Bibi worried about removing the stairs to the attic so there shouldn't be a problem by the year? What do you mean, Mr. Yosef, Rav Yosef is in town? Answers the Gemara, and this is what we're going to talk about today. Shiny Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi is an exception to the rule. Usually there is a heter of Baal HaBe'er, but not for Rav Bibi. Why not? Shiny Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi is different. Dishoshvinte Havoi. He was a good friend of Mrs. Yosef, V'gaisa Bey, and she knew him. She was friendly with him. They were cousins. They were old friends. They were next door neighbors. They grew up on the same block. And therefore, says the Gemara, the heter of Baal HaBe'er does not apply when the miyached and the woman, the wife who's at home, are friendly with each other or relatives or good friends. So therefore, let's say you're at work and your wife is at home and her second cousin comes to visit her. There's no heter of Baal HaBe'er, Rebbe say. I don't know who else is, you know, the next door neighbor who's, you're very, very close friends, and the husband and wife are very close with the husband and wife from next door. Best friends, husbands, wives, they're all, everyone's very close. And the husband next door is home. The husband next door comes into your house, and you're local, you're in town. So if it's a next door neighbor who you're very close with, maybe the wife who's home doesn't have a heter of yichud with the next door neighbor. Stam a plumber, she's not friendly with this plumber. But this plumber is a good friend of hers, or this plumber is a cousin of hers, so there's going to be an issur of yichud, even though Baal is Be'er. That's what we see from the Gemara. So therefore, there's a gigantic limitation, as you see clearly. One of the big limitations of Baal Be'er is what we call gaspa, that he is friendly, he knows her well, there's a relationship. What we have to do now is try to define a little bit what kind of relationship this woman who's home, this married woman who's home, and this guy who's being miyached with her, what kind of relationship is it that they have? How close, how friendly are they? So that we say there's no heter of Baal HaBe'er. Now to do that, we're going to have to ask a little bit of a question. There is a big difficulty in the sugya, based on a Gemara in Sukkah. When we learned Sukkah a few years ago on the Thursday Shabbos afternoons, we did this Gemara. And we know that certain people are pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Gemara in Sukkah, Chavhei, you have it right in front of you, Chasan, V'hashosh, V'inun, V'chol b'nei ha-chuppah, patered. Excuse me. The Chasan is pater from Sukkah, the Kalas, of course, women are patered. The Chasan is pater from Sukkah, and all the friends in the party are pater from a Sukkah. V'chol b'nei patered min ha-sukkah, kol shiv, all 7 days of Shiva Simei Mishnah. Why? My taima, the Gemara at one point says, you know, because they have to party, and you can't party in the sukkah. Ask the Gemara, why don't they just have you have to party, they want to have the chuppah, they have to party where the chuppah is, therefore, they can't be in a sukkah. Ask the Gemara, if you want them to party in the chuppah, and the chuppah you can't have in the sukkah, why don't you just have the chuppah in the sukkah? We're not getting into that sugya in Hilchas Sukkah now, but the Gemara raised the possibility, why can't you have a chuppah in a sukkah? Abaye said, Mishom Yichud. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says that in the olden days, they used to make the sukkahs on the roof. The stam sukkah hayu osim begago sehen. Okay, so the sukkah is going to be on the roof. And who's in the sukkah? The chasan, kala, and all the friends. But not everybody goes up to the roof. Ve'ein derech biya v'yitziya sham l'rabim tamid. People don't go up to the roof and down, up and down, and up and down so often because it's annoying. You have to climb up a ladder to get to the roof. So what are we worried about? Vishema, we are concerned that the Chasan Kala are going to be up there with some friends, right? Shema Yerid HaChasan Lasas Tzrachav. The Chasan is going to go down from the, you know, from the sukkah on the roof to go to the bathroom, and a friend will be left with the Kala. V'yisyachid Acher Im HaKala. Can I ask you a very simple question? Why are you worried about the Kala being left up in the sukkah with a friend? Because the husband went to the bathroom, he's in the same city. This is a case of Baila Be'ir. Why is there no heter of Baila Be'ir? This is a question that the Chidai asks. He's not in the house because he excused himself in the house to go to the bathroom. The bathroom wasn't in the house. The bathroom was a minute away, 3 minutes away, 6 minutes away. But you're right, it's close. It's close. How far is he going to go? Even to make a number two, excuse me. So he'll go 10-minute walk. So he's certainly close. He's certainly going to, you know, come back pretty quickly. So why isn't there a heter by a little bit here? So you see something very clear. Now we have a very clear answer. Because who are we talking about? We're talking about the friends. Who's she having yichud with? One of the friends. That's exactly what the Gemara told us earlier, that if you're friendly, you don't have the heter by a little bit here. So this works together this dovetails like a glove. The Gemara in Sukkah that doesn't allow the heter by Labir, why not? Because it's talking about a shoshrin, it's talking about a friend. And therefore, since it's a close friend. Okay, so the Gemara was obviously worried about when there was only one or two people there. That's clear from the Gemara. Because if there were a lot of people, then anyway, there wouldn't be Yichud. Okay, so this is the terrace of Rebbe Yoshev to this Kasha that... Since they were friendly, since they're talking about Shoshvinim, right? The Gemara in Sukkah says, Chasim HaShoshvinim, the friends of the V'chol B'nei HaChuppah, these are the party, the bridesmaids, the groomsmaids, those are the close friends, so therefore they're friendly. I mean, the guy is probably, possibly friendly with the Kala, and therefore there's no Heter by Labir, because we don't have a Heter by Labir when there is this kind of friendship. That's an answer that's given by the Chidah and Rebbe Yoshev. Okay. This limitation to Baal Be'ir is indeed paskened in the Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Imhoya, the Shulchan Aruch passes the heter of Baal Be'ir, and then it concludes, Imhoya Zegaspa, if the man who is having yichud with the woman, even though the husband's in town, is Gaspa. What's an example of Gaspa? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kagon Shagadli Imo, they grew up together, Oshi Kravaso, they're cousins. So if you have a cousin, a second cousin, an aunt, an uncle, I mean. So there's no heter of Baila Be'ir with if a woman's uncle is visiting, and that's certainly Gaspa, they're close, they're friendly. Or a kid that she went to elementary school with, she went to a co-ed elementary school as a friend from her elementary school class that she grew up with, and he's visiting her, even though she's married and her husband's in town, there's no heter of Baal Be'ir, because that's Gaspa. There's too much familiarity. So therefore, lo yisyachirima af al pi shebaal Be'ir. Okay. That is the halacha of Baal Be'ir. What's the concern of Gaspa? So we have, what's the definition, I should say, of Gaspa? So I'm going to show you two opposite possible definitions of Gaspa. Where do we find the words Gaspa? We want to define what kind of relationship, what kind of closeness does this woman have? Is it that she has a romantic affiliation with the fellow? Doesn't sound like it. Just shigadla imo. She's just like friendly with him. Oshi kravaso, a second cousin. That's already going to take away the heter of Baal Be'ir. Interesting. Where do we find the concept of gas? We find it elsewhere. We find it in a Gemara Ksuvis. Gemara Ksuvis says that normally we know that during Erisin, the chasan kala would be totally separate. Erisin would be 12 months. And then the Chas and Kala would meet after 12 months of Erisin for the Nisuin, and they'd have a chuppah, and they'd move in together. But during Erisin, there would be no meaningful interactions between the chassan and the kala. They might talk, they might go on a date, they might pick out, you know, go to the, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond and pick out their registry items, but nothing more than that. However, in Yehuda, there was a different custom. In Yehuda, they wanted to make sure that the chassan and the kala were very, very, very close with each other so that things would move more quickly, if you understand what I mean. So look at the Gemara Ksuv. Be Yehuda, they would, even before chuppah, they would allow yichud, before the chuppah, kadeshi libo gaspa. So that should be, there should be a libo gaspa. Now here it's much more than just, oh, getting to know you, and here is, there's definitely something romantic here. Based on that, how romantic was it? So here, look at a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, this is a sugya that we spoke about once, talked about a halacha that, let's say you have a woman was widowed. Her husband passed away, or a woman was divorced. And we want to make sure that there's a three-month break called Havchana to be mavchin, to make sure that if she ends up becoming pregnant, we want to make sure we know who the father is. If it was, you know, if there's a three-month break, that will make us certain that, you know, depending on when she becomes pregnant and when she gives birth, we'll know if it was the first, her first husband's or her second husband's. So look at this. Nashim, women who are widowed, lo yinasu, velo yisaisu, ad shiyeh lahem shlosha chadashim. They have to wait 3 months until they can get remarried. Can I ask you a question? Could they get erisined? Could she go out with a new guy right after she gets divorced? Right, she had a long divorce. Finally, she gets the get after a long and terrible divorce. She's ready to move on a minute later. After the minute she gets the get, she's ready to go out. Do we still make him wait? Make her wait 3 months? Let them at least get erisined within 3 months. Do we get allow that? Let's see. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Va'arusas yinasu." I'm sorry. If they, if the first husband, if the first husband was only an arus, sorry, if the first husband was only an arus, he wasn't a, there wasn't full marriage, they were just erusin. So there was nothing to worry, you don't have to worry about pregnancy from an arus, because they weren't living together. So therefore, you don't have to wait 3 months, except, chutz me arusa sheb Yehuda mepnei shelibo gaspa. In Yehuda, the cases of our erusin were different, and there is a concern that there was that she would be pregnant from her arus. What do you mean? They're not married; they're only erisined. In Yehuda, they put the chas and kala together, mepneisha libo gaspa, that they were very close. There was an intimate kind of relationship for erisined people in Yehuda because they wanted the chas and kala to be to have a close relationship that could even lead possibly to bia. That's what you see. If you would have asked me what gaspa means there's a possibility of some, there's a possibility of some kind of romantic interaction between the parties. That's what, if you would ask me. And therefore, we'd say Baila Be'ir applies, there's a heter called Baila Be'ir, but if there's somebody who could have been like an old boyfriend, that would be gaspa, that would be good. An old, you know, someone who you're very close with, maybe, okay, maybe a, you know, a second cousin. They like each other. It's possible. They know each other well. They like each other. Okay, they never officially went out because it would be weird for the family. But, you know, maybe something can happen. Rabbi, I'm going to show you a tremendous chumra right now. The Aruch HaShulchan comes out with something that is frightening. Look at this line of the Aruch HaShulchan. Until now, I tried to show you that gaspa means, or perhaps should be limited to something when there is some romantic dimension between the two parties, or the possibility of a romantic dimension between the two parties. Then we'll say, okay, we're not going to apply the heter by the beer. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says, I think he's quoting, maybe he's quoting somebody, but we'll see quoting the Aruch HaShulchan. Gaspa, what's the example of gaspa? Well, we saw one definition in the Shulchan Aruch, kigosher skad lo biachad, oshi kravaso. That's from the Shulchan Aruch, but now look what he adds. Oshi yesh lahem eza hakara, ayedei inyone mischar, v'chayotzei. They have some business interaction. a client, a patient, a secretary, all these people that have some connection in business, that's already considered gaspa. That's frightening. That means the whole heter by labir doesn't apply to somebody that you have a business relationship with you. I understand somebody you grew up with. I understand a cousin. I understand someone who you once dated. I understand somebody who you're dating. That's, if you're married, you're by labir, you shouldn't be dating anybody because you're married. I understand in those situations, gaspa says that, you have a relationship with somebody else. But even somebody that you interact with in business, at work, wow. What this Aruch HaShulchan does is it knocks out the heter of Baal HaBe'ir in many situations. Whenever you have somebody who has a friendship through business, that's also going to take away the heter of Baal HaBe'ir. So if you have a woman who works in an office and she thinks she has she works locally because she wants to have the heter of Baal HaBe'ir, but she can't be misyached with the other people in the office because they work in the same office. So therefore, Baal HaBe'ir won't work in an office with other office mates or with a lawyer with his secretary. He has a firm secretary. No problem, Baal HaBe'ir, because the secretary, her husband is works in Cedarhurst or in Lawrence. No, there's no heter of Baal HaBe'ir because they're the person who's being misyached and the married woman whose husband is local are familiar with each other through business. Person has a client. Let's say you have a therapist and a woman therapist. Her husband's local, and she's seeing a client. And she's seen the client a few times already, so they have some kind of relationship. That would be a relationship through business, a business professional relationship. She's the therapist, and he's the client. And even though her husband is, her husband's local, there's no heter by the ear, according to this very strict and the chomer dika definition of the Aruch HaShulchan. Wow. Now, that's a very important limitation. That gaspa, which until now was that there's some kind of relationship between them, now it's even if there's a business relationship between them, even that's going to be asur. Wow, that's a big chumrah and limitation to gaspa. That's a different heter. That's an unrelated heter called Pesel Pesel HaShasarabim, and that's an independent heter. We're talking about something, even if the door is locked, but it's Baal HaBe'ir, which means just there's no yichud. Nevertheless, we see that Baal HaBe'ir is lost in a case of a relationship, and he and the Aruch HaShulchan is adding even a business relationship would suffice. Okay. That gaspa is a limitation by Pesach Pesuach. That could, I don't remember. Gaspa is a limitation by Pesach Pesuach. That could be that you don't have the head to Pesach Pesuach by gaspa also. That could be. It could be. Yeah, I'm not. I don't remember that halacha. I don't know. That could be. I mean, I'm sure the Aruch HaShulchan says, but it could be everyone holds that also. I just don't remember if that's a limitation to Pesach Pesuach. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go through a few scenarios of Baal HaBe'ir, and I'm going to show you very common situations, and I'm going to show you how it's going to, evolve based on the very different shittas that we've learned. If you remember, again, the main thing we're going to have to remember is what we started with in today's shir. Let's say we have a fundamental machlokas. What is the heter of Baal HaBe'ir? Is it that maybe the husband will come home and catch her, and that's what she's scared of? Or is it that a woman has a mental block, and if her husband's in town, she's not going to do anything? So these are issues that the Chacham Es Adam raised. The Chacham Es Adam raised the following chumrah. First I'll say it outside, then we can see it inside. When do you have the heter Baal HaBe'ir, the Chacham Es Adam? The Gemara just says Baal HaBe'ir. It sounds like if the husband is in the city and the woman's in the city, there's no yichud. Says the Chacham Es Adam, that's only if, as we'll see in a moment, it's only if the husband knows exactly where she is. When she's home and the husband's in town, so the husband could come back home and find her and discover that she's doing something wrong, then there's a heter Baal HaBe'ir. But if the husband doesn't know where to go, where she is, there's no heter Baal HaBe'ir. Nearly, says the Chacham Es Adam. When she's at home, then she has a heter Baal HaBe'ir. She goes to someone else's house. Afal pisha b'ayla b'ir yesh mo yishom yichud debazeh. Because in this scenario, lo shayach to Mr. Femi b'ayla. She's not gonna. It's not shayach to be scared of her husband that maybe hashta asi he'll come in right now. Deino yodeh heichanu. She doesn't. The husband doesn't know where his wife is. That's all assuming. That's the psak of the Chachma Son. That's all assuming, like Rashi, that she's scared that her husband might come in, and if the husband doesn't know where to find her, he's not going to come in. The Chazon Ish was making in this case. Why? Because if you remember, the Chazon Ish explained that the heter by the beer is based on a mental block. She's in the same city as her husband. It doesn't matter if her husband will necessarily be able to find her. Chazon Ish would be making that case. Next case. The Chachmas Adam says, what is the heter of Bailavi? What is the heter of Bailavi? Is it that she's scared that maybe she'll do something, if she would do something wrong, the husband would catch her in the act? Can I ask you a question? Does that make sense to you if I tell you the following? There's no heter of Baila Beir by your second cousin, right? Gospa. We said Gospa by your second cousin. She's friendly with her second cousin, no heter of Baila Beir. Can I ask you a question? Do you think she would be worried if her second cousin would be here and they do something inappropriate? This married woman with her second cousin, male second cousin, and they do something chas v'shalom, she commits adultery with her second cousin, and the husband walks in. You don't think that would be concerning for her? Of course, are you kidding? Not only does she do that, clearly, we can't be, if there's going to be an Isser by Gospa, it can't be, the Chachma Son is going to tell us, that the Isser of, that the Heter Baleus Beir is based on the fact that maybe my husband will come in and discover me in doing the act. Because if the Heter is that we're worried that the husband will walk in and discover her doing the act, it would be mutter in all situations, even if it's somebody who's a relative or a friend or a good friend, because she'd always be worried that she would be discovered doing something wrong. It must be that the concern for the Heter of Baal Beir is not that she's scared he'll be caught in the act. It's that she's scared that her husband will say, why is this guy in the house? That's all. But if it's her cousin, what will she say? Because he's my cousin. If it's her old elementary school friend, all she'll say is, why is the husband's going to walk in, and there's this guy in the house? Why is this guy in the house? Oh, it's Yankel. My, you know, we were best friends, and we grew up next door to each other. Our parents were best friends. I grew up we're really good friends. So, oh, that's why he's in the house. So it must be, says the Chacham Sadam, the heter Baila Beir is not maybe she's worried her husband will come home and catch her in the act. That doesn't make sense, because that would be Asur even if it would be Gaspa. That would be what even if it would be Gaspa. It must be that the concern is, Baila Beir is a heter, that if the husband comes home and says, what is this man doing here? Which means a tremendous chumrah. A Con Ed guy, or a plumber, or an electrician, who's supposed to be there, doesn't have a heter Baila Beir, because a husband comes home and says, there's a man, why is this electrician in the house? Sweetheart, because he's an electrician, and we have to fix the fuse box. Oh, okay, fine. You realize what you just did? You just took away the whole heter Baila Beir from anyone for whom it makes sense that man would be visiting. Why is the FedEx? Why is this guy in the house? Because he's the FedEx pickup man, picking up our package that we have to send. So what we just did is we just crossed off the heter Baila Beir in any case. This is what the Chachma Adam, this is a tremendous chumrah that the Chachma Adam is going to present. In any case where it makes sense for the man to be there, the Chachma Adam says, you don't have a heter by levir, because the whole heter should be based on the husband's going to storm in and say, why are you here? If we can understand why the man's here, then there's no heter by levir. Let's see that this tremendous chumrah in the Chachma Adam. Amna. Says the Chachma Adam, tremendous chumrah. When we say, oh, she's scared about for her husband, she's scared of her husband. That she's not going to do anything wrong. She's scared. Maybe he'll come and catch her in the act. That can't be the real concern. The heter of Baila Beir, that she won't do anything wrong because maybe her husband will catch her in the act. Don't Mishnah. Even if it's a cousin or a friend, if the husband walks in and she's having beer with some other man, of course she'd be scared. Why would it be that gospel? You don't have a heter of gospa. Why not? Even if the husband came in and found her having beer with a friend or a cousin, the husband would be incredibly irate. Ela nearly dahachi pirusho. This is the geder, this is the parameters of gospa, of the heter baal beir. We're going to finish up with this one more halacha after this. The heter baal beir is the following svara. Shehim isyari, look how he says it, he's very specific. Look what I underlined. Shehim isyari, she's scared of what? Kishiyavu habal. The husband's going to come home and find her that she's having yichud with a guy who shouldn't be here. V'yimtza shehim isyachedes im ish she'eno gaspa, with somebody else, some other man. So why is this a strange man? I come home and I find my wife is, there's a strange man in the house who she has no connection to. What is he doing here? Must be there was something wrong. Why would a strange man be in the house? It's not a friend of hers. It's not somebody who's supposed to be here. Why would he be here? Oh, it must be she was mizana. The husband will find out that something happened. If it's a case of gaspa, some of the cousins here, it makes sense why their cousin's here. It makes sense why her uncle's here, because it's her uncle or her cousin. Therefore, the husband won't be worried, won't be concerned. And therefore, she'll go ahead and be mizana. That's why you don't have the heter of baila be'ir with her cousin or her uncle, because maybe she will be mizana with her uncle. Because the husband comes home and finds him in the house, the husband won't ask any questions. Now, look at how he's going to expand that to limit the case of Baila Be'ir very, very significantly based on the Svarah we just said. Ulefiza, any scenario where the husband allows a certain man to be in his house in his absence, Ulefiza, Kishe Baila no sin reshus la'isha, l'leches l'beis ploni. Let's say the husband says to his wife, you could go next door to borrow the salt. And she goes next door to borrow the salt from the husband, who's home alone, and they lock the door. The next door husband, her husband said, you could go next door to borrow the salt, or you could go to be somewhere, you could go to speak to that male therapist, you could go wherever you want, and I let you go there, the husband lets her go there, meaning, if the husband shows up, he wouldn't be worried that she's there, because he knows that she's there. L'fizek, k'shabayla nosin reshus la'isha l'leches l'beis ploni, even if the door is closed, and she would be mizana, and the husband will walk in and say, why is this guy here? Well, you said I could. You know that he's here. The man, husband wouldn't think anything wrong if he walks in. According to this, there's no heter baila be'ir by a doctor visit. She says, sweetheart, I'm going to the doctor. So the doctor's in Lawrence, they live in Lawrence, the husband's in Lawrence, there's no heter baila be'ir. Because she'll go to the doctor's office, just the two of them, and even if the husband would walk in, of course he knows that the doctor's there. He's not going to inquire why you're here with the doctor. She has a doctor's visit. An electrician comes in to the house. Why is this man here? Because she's the electrician fixing the fuse box. According to the Chachmas Adam, you basically knocked out all the practical applications of the heter of Baila Be'ir. That's a tremendous, tremendous chumrah of the Baila Be'ir. That any situation where you're allowed, where there's a reason for the man to be visiting this woman, all the cases, the Con Ed, electrician, plumber, all those cases, there's no heter of Baila Be'ir because the husband comes home. Again, because the Chachmas Adam said that the heter is not that they're going to be caught in the act. It's that the husband's going to say, why is he here? And whenever you don't have the question of why is this guy here, then we were worried that something might happen. And if whenever you have an electrician or a visiting or a plumber coming in or a mailman coming to the house to pick up the package, there will not be the heter by the beer according to the Chachmas Adam. It's important to know that the Chazon Ish does not hold like this. Because the Chazon Ish said that the heter is not that the guy's going to come home. It's that if by the beer there's a mental blockage that as long as the husband's in town, she's not going to do anything wrong. It doesn't matter whether the electrician is supposed to be there or not supposed to be there. Either way, the heter is that there's a mental block. If her husband's in town, she's not going to do anything. So this is a tremendous, I think, a chumrah of the Chachmas Adam. We have the kula of the Chazon Ish. That's that he knows that there is a guy there. That according to the Chachmas Adam, that would make it worse. Because according to the Chachmas Adam, he knows everyone who's coming. I don't know, I have to think about it. If there's a video inside the house, then that's definitely mutter, if it's a simultaneous video, in live time, live stream. If there's ring, so the husband knows that who's coming to the door. I guess he the husband doesn't know why he's coming to the, I don't know if that would change anything, because the husband doesn't know why he's coming to the door. Maybe he's coming to the door to fix the electricity, maybe he's coming to the door to hang out with her. I don't know if that would make any difference.